3 U.S. citizens are among dozens sentenced to death by a court in the Democratic Republic of Congo for their role in a failed coup. 6 people died during the attempted coup in May. It was led by a little-known Congolese politician who had been living in exile in the United States. Emmett Livingstone was in court in the capital, Kinshasa.
Ingeta! Ingeta! Felix, you out! Felix, dégage, you out!
The coup was over nearly as quickly as it began. In the early hours of May 19th, a ragtag group filmed themselves unfurling flags and chanting opposition slogans inside a presidential complex in Kinshasa. Led by Christian Malanga, a Congolese political exile in the United States, the group aimed to overthrow the government of President Felix Tshisekedi. Amongst the group were 3 US citizens, including Malanga's 22-year-old son, Marcel Malanga, and 21-year-old Tyler Thompson, a friend of Marcel's from Utah. Thompson's family told reporters they thought their son was on vacation. A third American was also there, Benjamin Zalman Polin, a 36-year-old from Maryland who had business connections with Christian Malanga. After a few hours, the coup attempt collapsed in chaos. Congolese soldiers overwhelmed the attackers. Christian Malanga was shot dead, and dozens of people were rounded up. Videos of their capture spread on social media. Many of the alleged attackers, including the Americans, tried to flee towards the banks of the Congo River. By June, 51 people were on trial in a military court. The accused spent hours sitting on plastic chairs under a stifling tent in the courtyard of Kinshasa's military prison. Goats and chickens wandered freely as the proceedings dragged on.
Like I said, I had no clue that this would happen.
Throughout the trial, the defendants, like Tyler Thompson, mostly stuck to the same story, that Christian Malanga forced them to take part.
He had not said anything about any of this happening until that night. To my knowledge, we were here on vacation and to meet his father, so I did not see him as a threat.
According to him, Christian Malanga woke him up on the night of the attempted coup and threatened him at gunpoint.
The only thing he told me was that I must do everything as he says or else I will die.
But in the end, the military court did not accept this version of events. One judge pointed out that it was implausible that a single man could intimidate so many people at once. As the verdicts were read out in French today, there was joy for those who were acquitted, as they clapped to the ground in relief, but despair for those sentenced to death, including all 3 Americans. They watched on in confusion, their faces impassive as the judge spoke. There was no interpreter on hand. As the court broke up, all 3 conferred with their lawyers. They will appeal their sentence. For NPR News, I'm Emmett Livingstone in Kinshasa.